Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, unbelievably healthy, and darn sexy people. Oh, let's just have a little celebration of joy today. I don't know. I'm just filled with the spirit, guys. I don't know what's going on. It's just, I don't know. I've been doing the gratitude program with everybody, which I love the emails that I'm getting from you guys that are doing the gratitude program about all the experiences you're having and the revelations that you're having and the love you're moving into. And I'm doing it with you because I know the value of it. And I'm just happy. What can I say? I don't need a reason. I'm just happy. I'll give you another little piece of information that I came across this week, that oxytocin, which is the feel-good hormone. If you pet a dog for just like a couple of minutes, you release masses of doses of oxytocin into your... And I'm sure that goes for kitty cats or birds that you love or anything. So if you want a quick dose of oxytocin, reach down and pet that little furry friend of yours. Do something good for both of you. So, anyway, just wanted to remind you that the discounted privates, there's only one more week to sign up for those, and then they go back to full price. You can schedule them for any time you want for the rest of the year. And I'm really excited about this, guys. Masami, I called her. I've been working with Masami, and I really, really appreciate all the help she's giving me. But I called her and I said, look, I'm a little overwhelmed, to tell you the truth. I want to know, could we do a webinar where people come on and they tell you what their challenge is, and you can say, if there's only one thing to take, this would be it. She said, absolutely. That's a brilliant idea. I don't know about you guys, but I am overwhelmed with all the information that's out there. All the take this and take that for the heart and for the, dear God, it's like overwhelming. So I want, you know, my whole thing with the channel around this work is to keep it simple. When I signed up to do this, I said, yeah, but it's got to be easy. And people have to understand it. Because I read and watched and went to seminars with so many people that I felt really moved while I was there. And I left and I went, well, yeah, now what the hell do I do? So we want to create lives that are manageable and doable and easy so that we'll do them, right? So that's what Masami and I are going to do. And, of course, the channel will be there to chime in what you need to do energetically, the one thing you need to do. But I'm feeling a real pull toward physical and mental healing, guys. I think I'm going to create a whole program for you on physical and mental health. So please email me and let me know what you would like included in this program. Because, you know, just like the protesters, if you don't take part, you don't have a voice. I'm just saying. So I would love to really hear what, you know, what you would like included in there. Okay, that's on June 12th from 6 to 8. Now, what they want to talk about today is moving into this glorious place that I'm experiencing. I've had the opportunity to do some really phenomenal interviews this week with some really good people, including Britton Buchanan from The Voice, whom I just adore. I voted for him. I loved him. He's just the sweetest, I want to say kid, gentleman. And we had an amazing discussion. I've just been blessed to do some really, really important talk shows with people over the last 2 weeks. So I post it on my social media, and I think you'd enjoy listening to at least one of them. So here's what the channel wants to go into today, because the channel wants everybody to move into this bliss, and it's really easy now. It's really easy, especially if you're doing the Gratitude of Self-Love program. But this is where they took me around. Basically, the title is Meet the New You. Every time I say that, I hear Meet the Fockers. Meet the New You. And they took me to core belief number 3. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. Well, the channel says, all we are is energy. That's all we are. Everything's energy. So we've got to have enough energy, unless we're directing ourselves not to have enough energy by saying, oh, I'm so tired, I'm not motivated, I don't know what I want to do, right? So you are enough, you have enough, you just have to direct the enoughness. So right now, we are coming together to direct all of our energy to be ready, willing, and able, and know it's possible to experience ourselves as the blissful, magnificent, empowering gods that we are. Just sit with that for a moment. That is our clear direction for today and consistently. Yeah, we just want to be open to how awesome we are, guys. Yeah, there we go. I can feel it now. I can feel everything moving. The second thing, I thought this was so beautiful, was, I don't know, those of you that were raised in church like I was, I mean, one of the greatest joys in church was when they would sing the Hallelujah chorus, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it was all about him, Christ, being risen up, right? Well, the channel wants us to sing hallelujah to ourselves for acknowledging the God of you and raising yourself up into accepting your power, accepting your beauty, accepting your magnificence. Yeah. Hallelujah to me. Can you feel it? Let me sing it. Let me sing it to you. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. That's what we need to start every morning with, is acknowledging and celebrating our magnificence. And then the last thing is they want to remind us again and again and again and again that we are the beginning and the end. We are the Alpha and the Omega. We are where all creation happens. Power, who chooses what you and the universe creates. So again, anything you want, go within, go to your love place, connect it to your love place for no agenda, just for the beauty of knowing that experience of love again. It will find you, I promise. It will find you. So we're going to balance all this, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. And so it is. Can I go to the calls? I can. We're going to start with Miss Beth in Chattanooga. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Can
Hi,
you hear
baby
me okay?
Cakes. I can.
Great. I've been listening to you for a couple of years, and I do believe that I am the creator and I can create what I want. And I have several ideas about things I want to do.
Yes.
But for some reason, I'm not doing any of them, and I'm wondering what the block is around that. It's like I'm afraid to make a choice because I'll miss another choice.
That's what your mental mind is telling you. When I say that's what it's about, I get a no. So, guys, what she just brilliantly described is when your little kid is fighting your adult self. So... If you created all these things, Miss Beth, what would you have?
Oh, I'd be traveling and teaching and writing and having fun.
Doing everything you loved, right?
Yes.
Okay. What did your mom teach you about you having the right to do everything you loved?
I don't have the right to do anything I love. That's what
okay.
She taught me.
That's your wall, sweetheart. Guys, please go watch my TED Talk. You're going to learn a lot if you sit there and go, wow, what were my messages? Okay? Because you want to branch out and go do all these things, and your little girl saying, no, no, mommy was our first God, and mommy said we couldn't do any of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I believe.
So how do I get past that?
Okay, I'm going to tell everybody, with whatever thing comes up that you know you have to work through, and you can track back and see the limiting messages from your childhood, I want you to see a big old room, pretty empty, but very safe, and ask your younger self to meet you in there.
Okay.
And sit down. And ask them, acknowledge that you know why they created these beliefs. That mommy taught us this. And I love you and I understand why you're holding on to these. But now I'm your mommy or daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And will you trust me to teach you a better way so that we can work together so that I can get what I want and just start open up the dialogue. Half the times they'll run right into your arms for a hug, guys, because they've been waiting for the permission from somebody that they can move out of this limitation. Start working and be very clear with her what you want to create. And ask her if she will integrate with you and trust you and work to create this with you. And then, Beth, take your first step.
Okay.
Thank See, you. Guys, so many of us are waiting. We think we're doing something about our dreams because we think about it a lot.
Yeah.
That's not really taking action. Getting yourself in alignment with love around it is the first action you want to take. Right? And then you want to go, okay, what's the first action? If you want to write, you don't need anybody else or any other situation to write. You can sit down today and write, can't you? Okay, so don't wait for somebody to tell you you can. Don't wait for a reason to do it. Like this brainstorm that I had about creating a program for this community all around physical and mental healing that I want to do. I can't wait for any of you to go, oh gosh, Dee, will you do it? Will you do it? Will you do it? I've got to step forward and do it because I heard the call to do it. And then people respond. So it's kind of like build it and they'll come, guys. Okay, Beth?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You watch the power you move into in your life when your little girl joins you. It's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. Kirk, what's up?
Hey there.
Hi, babe.
Oh, just feeling so much love and joy from you today. Just fantastic.
I am. I'm like bursting.
Yeah, me too.
Good.
had a little bit of seemed to have pulled a tendon in my left arm and want to see if there's anything energetic that might be that I could shift to.
Yes, we're going to a core belief. This page here through five. Well, isn't this? I love this work. I don't think I have enough energy to do this, which is one of the things we started out with today about getting into alignment of really living the new us. So let's get clear about what this is, Kirk. Do you know when I say I don't think I have enough energy to do this? What this applies to in your life?
Yes.
You want to share it or not?
No. It's a multitude of things. Okay.
Well, I'm hearing no.
Okay. It might be a little. It might be a little lengthy for this.
Well,
show.
Okay. So hold on. You're saying a multitude of things, but they're saying there is a common thread that runs through all of them, through every single thing. What's the common thread?
I am getting everything I want, and it feels like shifting. And not that I fully embrace this, but I'm being honest about how the underlying feeling. Is it feels like an obligation to now do these things that I love.
Oh, I see. So if I get what I want, I have to be a slave to what I want then. Yep, there's your belief. Dear God, where did that start? Past life? No. Conception, womb, 0 through 5. Right at birth. What happened with your birth process, do you know?
It could have. Do you get anything about parents? I don't know particularly, but I know that not everything was as smooth with them as they would have belied.
Yeah, I think the energy you picked up was, goody, I get to be born, but my parents feel like they're losing their freedom. I think that's what you picked up. Let's just take out, I think that is what he picked up. Yeah. So every time that you're born, then you're feeling like somebody else is going to have to suffer on your behalf or be compromised in some way is a better way to put it, because they didn't suffer. But you know, guys, any time a baby comes in to a household, no matter how happy you are, things change. Your life changes. And no matter how prepared you are, there's a part of you, at least the first time, for sure. Well, they're saying every time, because then it's like, gosh, we already have one. Now what are we going to have to do with two? Dear God, now we've got two, and now there's another one on the way. That's what happened to my mom. You know, and they didn't have enough money then, and blah, 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 blah. So we pick up all that stuff. We have no language to explain what we're going through. The channel wants you to know, Kirk, this is one of the biggest things that you've had to break through in order to play in a much bigger arena as an artist and as a person. So yippee that you acknowledge that feeling. Let me tell you, I was blessed enough to receive the small business loan. I don't think any of you have any idea how many people I have on board that help me do all the healing work that I do. Interestingly enough, I don't use them for any of my acting stuff. It's all my healing work, right? But when I got that, I could feel, again, Beth hung up. That's too bad. You know, guys, if you listen to the whole show, you see the thread. I could acknowledge little Deanna inside going, you didn't work for that, Dee. And there's so many other people that deserve it more than you do. And I listened. You know, it went on for blah, 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 like my grandma used to. And I listened and I said to little Deanna, I do deserve this. I work very hard for this. And this money will enable me to take care of five other people, like my beautiful Steven that runs the show, and paying for Blog Talk, which is our platform, and paying my beautiful Lauren that you all love, and the guy that runs my website. But I had to talk to my little girl about it. Because those old teachings, man, they're sense memories that raise up faster than we even know what hit us. So, Kirk, embrace it. Talk to your little boy about it. And know that literally whenever you're born more into your greatness, which is what the whole first part of the show was about, that everybody wins, honey. Everybody wins. Okay?
Yep.
Good. Thank you for bringing that in. Really important.
You're welcome.
Yeah. See how in sync we are. He was right in sync with something I had forgotten to talk about. Sandy in North Carolina, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, baby.
Wow. Well, I've got a couple of comments and then I have a question, but
okay.
I'll make it quick. If anybody follows Maria Shriver, this morning I was kind of down energy level, and she posted a video of, and I'm thinking it was somewhere in California, that it was just the conscious masses of people in the streets wearing their masks, doing what they feel is right, but with battery candles and all singing together.
Yeah.
Lean on Me. My God, that has just lifted my spirits. I got goosebumps just telling you
beautiful.
About it. So if anybody
now,
needed
Sandy.
A lift up, that would be for me. It was good.
Sandy,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And everybody, can you lean on your God self right now?
Yeah.
And lean into and lean on And know that you will always be there to support and hold yourself up in the creation of you. That's what we want to grasp in experience. Okay, please keep sharing, Sandy. That's beautiful.
An awareness that came to me this week from doing the repeating and the I ams, an awareness came to me where when I say I want this, because I was being clear of, I actually found a new happy place, a houseboat on the lake or the bay out in San Diego where my son is. And then there was another one. Oh, I want a Winnebago and we want to travel for a little bit. And I got this voice of my mom's of, well, you don't get everything you want. And who the, you know, who the hell do you think you are? I want,
yeah.
I want, you know, I got her crabby voice of that. So it's like, you know, I'm working on that because,
well,
damn it,
you
I
bet.
Deserve it.
You bet. You go into that room with your little girl.
Yeah.
And ask her to come along because you deserve everything you want, guys. As long as you're not hurting somebody else to create it, there's enough to go around for everybody, guys, but everybody is not going to understand the creation process like we do here. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't receive the desires of our heart. That means we release them to their own divine I am presence and see them realizing their own potential of creation while we create what we want. Because again, when we create what we want, we're able to help hundreds of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was your question? Those are two big ahas there.
Yeah, and definitely what the channel brought through, you don't have enough energy. And I have been replaying that because I want to get back and do the energy work that I do. But what I kept playing over in my head is the core belief that the channel brought through this morning is I don't have enough energy to do this.
Okay, so let me show you how the two things work together, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
If subconsciously we are fighting ourselves 24/7, I want this. Well, you can't have everything you want, so give it up.
Right.
If we're fighting ourselves within ourselves 24/7, of course we're going to be tired.
Okay. Yeah.
You got it? Yeah. You
I got it.
It.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, go within. See where you are fighting yourself. That's where your freedom is. And most of it, most of those limiting beliefs and teachings were ingrained in you before 8 years old by parents or grandparents. Now, a lot of the times the religious teachings were involved in it, but it came through our parents and our grandparents. And I want you to know that they lovingly gave themselves up to teach you these limitations because we all agreed on that on the other side. So no finger pointing and no victim stuff. It's just, this is what I came in to learn, and my parents served me really well in doing that. Now I'm going to get on with it myself. Okay, Sandy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
And just I want to shout out to Kirk because what he said about coming through, and I have the same thing. It was, or similar, I'll say, is that I was the third one, the oops, and I was always told, Well, now that we got you, Mom can't leave Dad, and it's all your fault. So
oh, don't you love the shit that's put on a little kid's shoulders, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which
so,
is,
and,
you see, a
yeah.
perfect example of how we are taught, I'm not in charge of my own decisions. My life is all about what he did or they did or they're doing to me.
Right.
And that's your hell, guys. That's hell. That's, you don't have any choice. You don't have any place to move. And that's
yeah.
a cornered dog, right?
But I'm going to bring my little girl in into that happy place. And we're just going to sit down because there, sometimes she doesn't have anything that she needs to stomp her feet about. You know,
well, I don't think she's stomping her feet. I think she's just really sad right now.
Oh,
that
yeah.
she can't have, that she believes that she can't have everything she wants. And guys,
right.
I would take the next step from I want to I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
take
okay.
whatever statements you're using that I want and go I am. Because again, you have to be the frequency of it within you to draw it to you.
Okay, super.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
You bet,
okay.
Sandy. All right, Miss Susan in Niagara Falls, what's up?
Oh, I thought you were coming to me first. I just knew it because I was counting. I'm knitting while we were talking.
Well,
I had
good.
I had a question. I'm hiring somebody to come out and do some of the harder work that I can't do, like my front steps need to be worked fixed and my garden needs done. And I've got in touch with this one man, first person, and he feels really good. So I thought, well, I'll give him a shot. And I just kind of wanted your take on that and what your guy say about this one man. His name is James, and he's going to
okay,
come out.
Okay, Susan.
And yeah?
Let's work on your trust of your own voice.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You got it. In fact, that even came to me when I was thinking about the question I had. I had another question, too.
Well,
kind of like,
hold on. Take a breath. Now, that's not to say that those of you that are doing the work shouldn't check in every once in a while with somebody that you like to work with. Nadia and I check in with each other quite frequently. Jared and I still touch in with each other about different things. So, but what you're talking about is you had a hit. You researched this guy. He looked like a good choice. And so you moved forward on it. Now, you see, you're not stuck with that choice, Susan. He can come out and you may not like him in person. And you might not like what the offer is that he gives you. You know, you can always move on, but I can tell you that my business manager says if you're going to have a big project done, get 3 quotes.
Okay, that's good. Good.
Go on the internet, read all of their all the people that have written in for them. Read it, study. I mean, I've learned a lot from Lauren about all this. You
that's
know,
good.
Google them. Yeah, do your research so that you will substantiate your knowing.
Yeah, he has come out. I have met him. He felt really good to me in person, but he's the first person that I've interviewed, so that's why I was
well,
there. Like, but you know, he felt like a really good choice. I just
okay.
I,
and did he give you a good deal?
Well, I think it's a good deal. It sounds good to me. His costs, you know, were reasonably priced, and you know he wants to help save me money with like starting with the front steps because that's the most important thing right now, which is you know they're actually dangerous. So you know that feels really good, and I thought you know taking it slow and easy and just a little bit at a time. And
yes,
I,
and guys, you always make sure you get everything in writing.
All right, that's a good point, too.
Everything in writing. Any business transaction you do, you get it in writing. Okay, what else, Susan?
Okay, the other thing, I don't know what's going on, but my left foot, for some reason, my foot, the top of my foot is in a lot of pain, and I don't know what I did or what's going on with it, but it's really, sometimes it's just really hard to walk with
well,
my foot.
It is physical. I get that you turned it somehow. This is interesting because this doesn't usually happen. As you all know, I'm not getting anything energetically other than you've got to know you want to get to where you're going. So nothing is in your way. Wherever I want to get to, it's a smooth walk into it.
Okay.
But I think you do need to consult a doctor about your foot. It needs to be wrapped.
I was getting that too, that I should wrap it because for some reason I've been rubbing, you know, various pain relieving things on it and you know, loving
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the tendons are the word they're giving me, but I'm not a doctor, so it
yeah,
might be something more specific.
Garden.
Might be a word that I don't know, but somehow the tendons got bruised or pulled. It needs to be wrapped, but it can't be wrapped too tightly, so be careful that you don't wrap
yeah.
it too tightly.
Yeah,
okay?
I understand. Yeah, it may have happened whilst I was gardening and stuff. That's the only thing I can think of that may have caused, you know, if I was doing too much there.
Well, gardening gives you joy, and gardening represents planting seeds that, you know, rise up into being born into the beautiful plant that they are, right? And that's exactly the work of life that we're involved in this community.
Well, the gardening that I have is, the gardening has gotten so out of control that I really, all I want to do is like get it done so I can enjoy my yard. So the garden itself has not given me a lot of joy. It's just that now I want to,
well,
you know, I just want to get it done. So.
And that's what's showing up in your foot.
Ah.
Enjoy the ride, Susan. Enjoy the meditation of working with the dirt. And the plants, and enjoy. It's like raising a baby. Enjoy every moment that you're in, and then you can experience the beauty of your creation.
Okay.
Yeah, you bet. Bye-bye. Thank you, baby. That was a beautiful analogy, wasn't it? Diana in New York, you're on.
I do. Okay, so the threads of this call are coming together for me to formulate my question. It's changed several times now. So
I hear that a lot.
Everybody that's called in, there's been a piece for me, but I am looking at taking some time off from work. I've been procrastinating doing so, and I've heard everybody who's calling in, and even when you started the call and you were saying, you know, I am enough, and I felt emotional. So I am that there's a whole host of the threads of everybody who's called in so far, and why.
Okay, so your question is, why have you not been able to move on this?
Yeah, I haven't requested it.
Okay. So
stopping.
if you take time off from work, what are the bad things that are going to happen?
Well, nothing bad. I have, that's the other piece, is I have wanted to do this for a long time, and I want to start writing. I want to
I know, but I want to know the negative things.
I don't think I'll do it. I think I'll waste it.
Oh,
I
well, there
I'll waste
you go.
The time.
So I'm going to keep myself from taking the time off because I don't trust myself. Trust of ourselves seems to be up here for me today. because I don't trust myself that I'm actually going to do any of the things that I want to take the time off to do.
Exactly.
Well, who's the only one in charge of choosing to do that?
Me, and I've been manifesting and directing my energy, so I don't know, you know, what's left in there to tackle.
Well, and guys, let me be clear. You don't really need to have to know. You just know what you want, and you know what you want pretty clearly. I want to take time off and successfully play in all the areas that I want to play and create in. Isn't that what you want?
Yes.
Okay, so you get up every day and you go to your love place and you go, I am taking time off from my work so I can joyfully play in all these delicious areas that I want to play and create in. That's my direction for this day. That's who I am. I am a person who is doing this.
Okay, without guilt.
And, well, does that match self-love?
No.
No. So, you see, you guys, you all know this. Quit playing these silly games with yourself, Miss Diana. You know it. Why did your mom teach you that you had to feel guilty about doing what you wanted to do?
Well,
goes back
she didn't
to
do
3 years
what she
old.
To do.
Yeah. Okay. So she modeled for you. Hi, I'm your first God, and I never get to do what I want to do. And you said, okay, God said this is the way it is. So you got to reparent yourself now and give yourself the joy of, you know, again, they're smiling, build it and they will come. But you see, he had to trust himself and have enough faith in that movie to build the stupid baseball field and plow his crops under. He had to have faith in what he heard. And that's what you're asking of you right now. All right?
Perfect.
Perfect. Go do it now, Diana. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, baby. You bet. Oh, I didn't get her off there. Miss Maria in San Francisco, what's up?
Good morning. Thank you
so
much. Thank you always for the blessing. I actually caught one of your movies from like 1982 with Valerie Bertinelli the other day. I was trying
to. Dear God.
Nice. I was like, oh my God, she looks so cute and so.
I'll get 5 cents for that residual. What can I answer for you, Maria?
There's a lot going on. I was trying to figure out how to say this, but first I'd like to gift everybody their favorite, most beautiful flowers that you can ever imagine, because that's one of my happy places, and it's my Earth birthday today, and I was trying to move forward and say, you know what, enough is enough. Every day is a birthday, but it's also today a reminder to enjoy and
and celebrate
place, so.
Being born. Yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrate you, the fact that you're here changing the world, and we all are, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday, baby. What's your question?
Thank you. And so one of my questions is I have a throat infection, and I'm trying, I need some assistance in how to deal
with it. You're not speaking your truth. You're not speaking your truth about something, and now we're going to the sheets. You're not speaking your truth about the God you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
You are not speaking your power, Maria. Well, if you know, to know and not to do is not yet to know, guys.
Yeah.
Okay,
and that's
so...
process, and I tried getting a new doctor and didn't work out. It blew up with massive non-communication, and I am trying to do herbs to treat it.
Okay, Maria. Maria,
mm-hmm.
I want to point. I'm teaching here for everybody.
Okay.
If you have the belief, I can't speak the truth about the God I am.
Mm-hmm.
That means I can't speak and truly acknowledge and experience that I'm the creator of me. Therefore, I have to bring in experiences that don't match anything about what I really want so that I can encourage that belief. Even though it's a false limiting belief, if it's mm-hmm. a belief, I have to create acknowledging it as truth. And that's why you bring in a doctor that can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it all starts with you.
I thought I was doing the work, and then I started seeing the same problems with Social Security, and then I created this, and then with now I have an uneven heartbeat, and
okay,
I'm
all right,
to
all right, thyroid-related
or what's causing
hold on,
that to.
Hold on. Hold on. You see
yeah.
how you just dive into that toilet
yeah.
of everything that's
yeah.
wrong. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What the channel wants you to know clearly is you are the energy that turns all this around. You keep looking outside of yourself first. That's where you're breaking down in the work. And quite frankly, that's where most of us are breaking down, especially with physical things, guys. I would spend a lot of time going to my love place and feeling that love for every part of my body and feeling that love for speaking my truth that I am the God of me. That's what's going to shift everything for you, Maria. We really want to get on top of these health problems that you have, because it's challenging when you have a lot of health problems to focus on the magnificence and feeling the thrill and excitement of being your own creator. Because the more health problems you have, it makes you feel like you are not your own creator. Okay? So that's where I want you to start. Only focus on love place. That's what my healthy body feels like. That's your job this week. Go to your love place. Feel that. Go to your love place. This is what speaking my truth as the God of me feels like. It feels like love. That's all you do, okay?
Is there a better love place for me? Because the flowers
no.
aren't working so much lately.
No.
Okay.
It's just that you believe, you do it while you're believing the answers are outside of you. And that's the belief you have to turn around. And the best way to do that is connecting everything with love and watching your life turn around. Then you'll know. But you have to trust it enough to do it, guys. All right, baby. You can do this, Maria. You can.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, honey. Okay. We are going to Miss Pat in Connecticut.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hi. You are owed a profound thank you from me, but I have been cycling in something that I would love an answer for.
Okay, take a breath, Pat.
Please.
Let's take a breath, first of all. I want you to take a breath and open your heart. Hold on. Just calm down.
It's just
take a breath and open your heart.
Okay, it's just hearing your voice makes me...
Oh, all right, sweetheart.
You're one I can trust, so I'm glad I got on. It's one question.
Okay.
Was my son sexually abused by his father?
Well, that is the right question. It's kind of a muddy water, they're saying. In the strict sense of being physically abused, I get a no. In the emotional sense of physically being abused, I get a yes. So, and now they're giving me the word innuendo. So there was innuendo going on. I am not getting that it was ever acted upon, Pat, but for your son, it made him extremely uncomfortable and untrusting.
And I guess there's more to the question. Did his father, and this is not out of anger and retribution in me, this is for my son and prayer on my part. Did my father let him feel that this is happening because of me leaving him or whatever?
That's the right question. I get a yes. Hold on. We're both balanced. Anybody switched? Okay. Again, what they're saying is yes, but not really intentionally. You know, so that would be, yeah, well, you know, if your mom hadn't left, then the family would have probably been okay. And so that's much different than it's your mother's fault and you got abused because she left you. So a lot of this is how your son, and rightfully so, deciphered it energetically and allowed that to turn into some belief systems that are creating limiting manifestation for him now.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry, I'm taking a little longer with this one because there's so much clarity, and you know I always direct the highest understanding. So when I say it's a true statement that anything was intentional as far as I'm going to abuse this kid or I'm going to teach him that his mom's a piece of shit or any of that, the highest answer is no. However, in some of the things they said and the energy that they held, he got the messages anyway.
Right.
And that's what you're dealing with.
Right.
Now, you know that you can connect with his energy, right?
Yeah.
Anytime. And talk to him about this, okay? But the channel wants you to be very clear that none of this was your responsibility. And if you keep taking on the guilt from it, you're disservicing yourself.
Well, I'm writing him a letter stopping any responsibility on my part in love, and it's interesting. In finishing that letter, this truth comes to me. So now, yes, I have to pray for him because I know that's all I can do is pray.
Well, you can pray from the point of prayer where, hi, whatever his name is, I am praying for you, seeing your strength, seeing you being able to decipher all honesty. I am praying for you standing and knowing with you that you move through all of these limitations and create them into your own empowerment. Pray that way if you're going to pray.
Okay.
Don't pray from a point of despair and victimness. Doesn't help you or him.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
all right,
helpful.
Honey. Yeah, thank you. All right, Davina, I shouldn't take your call because time's up, but I'm going to, so be quick. What can we help you with?
Just I demand that you have a fabulous, wonderful week, and I love you so much.
Well, that's the plan, baby cakes. That is the plan. You don't have a question?
Not at the moment.
All right. Thank you for that. I joyfully accept that command. I love you. Oh, my gosh, you guys. Another great show. So much discernment. Thank you all for bringing things in so we all shift together. What an amazing community we have. Let's say it together. I love me. I love me, and I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.